Hello, hello. Hello? No, madam, we are on the same line. Please ring off. Hello. Oh, it's a party line, madam. Oh, but... Hello? No, madam, you ring off. Hello, operator, operator. Hello, let us... No, this is not Dr. Schluss. 08, not 07. Hello. This is ridiculous. They keep calling me. Oh, I don't know. Hello? Oh, but madam, what would you like me to do? Huh. Well, you're very rude. Oh. My fault? No, not in the least. Not in the least. Hello, hello, operator? They keep ringing me and tying up my line. Everyone is on the same line. Can't you tell that lady to hang up? Hello? Is it you? Oh, is it you? Oh, yes. I can barely hear you. You sound very far away, very far. Hello? Oh, this is dreadful. Everyone is on the same line. Call me back. Hello, call me back. I said call me back. Oh, madam, please ring off. I tell you again that I'm not Dr. Schluss. Oh, hello. Hello? Oh. Oh, at last it's you. Yes. It's very well now. Hello? Yes? It was a real effort to hear you with all those people. Oh, yes. Yes? No, I just came a minute ago. You didn't call me earlier, did you? Oh, no, no. I had dinner out. At Marta's. It must be 11:15. Are you at home? Well, then look at the electric clock. I thought so. Yes, yes, dear. Mm-hmm. Last night? Well, last night I went to bed early and I couldn't sleep, so I took a pill. No, only one. Mm. 9:00. Yeah, I had a slight headache, but I got rid of it. Marta came, she had breakfast with me. I did a little shopping, and then I came home. I put all the letters in the yellow bag, and I was going to... What? Very strong. Mm-hmm. Honestly. I have lots and lots of courage. After that? Well, after that I got dressed. Marta came to pick me up, and here I am. I just came from her house. Oh, she's been perfect, really good, perfect. Yeah. Yes, yes, she seems to be like that, but she really isn't. You were right, as usual. The red dress with the fur. My black hat. Yes, I still have my hat on. No, 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 no. I'm not smoking. Only 3 cigarettes so far. Yes, it's true. Yes, yes, yes. You're sweet. Oh, but what about you? Just getting home? You stayed home? Oh. What trial? I see. Oh, you shouldn't work so hard. Hello? Hello, don't cut us off. Hello, hello? Darling, hello, please, if they cut us off, call me right back, will you? Of course, yeah. Hello, don't cut... No, I'm here. The bag? But your letters and mine. You can send for them whenever you like. A little heart. I understand. Oh, darling, don't apologize. It's only natural, and I'm the one that's silly. Oh, you're sweet. Oh, you are sweet. Neither did I. I didn't think that I was so strong. Oh, Oh, why admire me? I move around like a sleepwalker. I dress, I go out, I come back mechanically. Maybe I won't be so brave tomorrow. You? Oh, no. Oh, but darling, I have nothing at all to reproach you with. What? Of course. Not at all. We always agreed to be frank with each other. And it would have been a crime if you left me without telling me about it until the last minute. The shock would have been too cruel. This way I had time to get used to it, to understand it. What comedy? Who? That I am putting on an act for you? Oh, no, you know me. I'm not capable of making myself no... Not at all, not at all. I am very calm. But you would hear it. I said you would hear it. My voice doesn't sound as if I'm hiding something, does it? No. I made up my mind to be courageous, and I will be. Please. But that wasn't the same thing. Even if you are aware, even if you expect misfortune, still when it comes, it upsets you terribly just the same. Oh, no, don't exaggerate. All the same, I've had time to get used to it. You've been so careful to pamper me, to put me to sleep. We had too many things to contend with. But either you stop yourself and give up 5 years of happiness, or you accept the risks. Well, I never thought that life would work itself out. I'm paying dearly for a priceless happiness. I said priceless happiness, and I don't regret. I don't regret anything. You are mistaken. I've got what I deserve. I wanted to be crazy and have a crazy happiness. Oh, darling. No. Listen. Hello. Listen to me. Darling, let me speak. Don't blame yourself. It's all my fault. Yes, of course. Remember that Sunday at Versailles and the telegram? There. Well, I'm the one who wanted to come. I'm the one who wouldn't listen to you. I'm the one who said it made no difference. No, that's unfair of you. But I called first. No. On Tuesday. A Tuesday, I'm sure of it. A Tuesday on the 27th. Your cable arrived on Monday evening, the 26th. Of course, I know those dates by heart. Your mother, why? It's not really worth the trouble. I don't know yet. Yes, perhaps. Oh, no, certainly not so soon. And you? Tomorrow? I didn't know it was so soon. Oh, wait. Well, it's very simple. Tomorrow morning I leave the bag with the concierge. Joseph will have to stop by and pick it up, that's all. Oh, me. Well, you know, I may stay here. I may spend a few days in the country with Marta. Yes, he's here. He's like a soul in pain. Yesterday he spent the day between the front door and my room. He'd look at me. He'd raise his ears. He'd listen. He searched for you everywhere. He seemed to reproach me for just sitting there and not searching with him. I think you'd better take him. But if the dog is going to be unhappy... Oh, me? Well, he's not a woman's dog. I'm too careless. I'd forget to walk him. It would be much better if he stayed with you. Well, he'd forget me soon. I will see. We'll see, yes. Oh, it's not so complicated. All you need to say is that he belonged to a friend. He likes Joseph very much. Joseph could come and take him. But I'll put the red collar on and it doesn't have a tag. Oh, well, we'll see. Yes. Yes, my darling. All right, all right. Yes? Gloves? Your fur-lined gloves? Your driving gloves? I don't know. I haven't seen them. Perhaps. I'll see, yes? Just a minute. Don't let them cut you off. Hello? Hello? No, I looked everywhere here. In the closet, on the armchair, on the table, everywhere. But they're not here. But listen, I'll look again, but I'm sure... Well, if by chance they turn up tomorrow, I'll put them with the bag downstairs. Yes, darling? The letters? Yes. You'll burn them. Listen, well, I'm going to ask you for something stupid. No, look. I wanted to tell you that if you burn them, I'd like you to save the ashes in the small tortoise shell box that I gave you for your cigarettes and to... Hello? No. I am stupid. Oh, forgive me, but I've been very strong. That's over. I'm blowing my nose. Well, I'd like to have those ashes. Mm-hmm. How good you are. Oh, le papier de ta sœur. You understand? Yes. Je l'ai brûlé sur le fourneau de la cuisine. At first I thought of opening them and take... et prendre le dessin. Mais tu m'as dit de tout brûler et je le fais. Huh? Understand? Oh, good. Good, yes. Oh, that's right. You're in your dressing gown. Are you going to bed already? Oh, you shouldn't work so late. You ought to go to bed if you're getting up early tomorrow. Hello? Hello? What's that? Oh, but I am speaking very loud. Can you hear me? I said, can you hear me? I can hear you as clearly as if you were in the room. Hello? Hello, hello? How do you like that now? I can't hear you. Yes, but you sound so far away. You can hear me. We each get a turn. No, don't hang up. Hello? Hello, I'm speaking, operator. I'm still speaking. Hello? Oh, I can hear you now. Yes, it was terrible. It was like being dead. You hear and you can't make yourself heard. No, very, very well. It's so rarely that they let you talk for such a long time. You know, usually they cut you off after 3 minutes and then connect you with the wrong number. Sure. Yes. I can hear you now better than before. But your telephone is buzzing. It doesn't really sound like your telephone. I can see you, you know. Mm-hmm. What scarf? The red one. leaning towards the left. You have your sleeves rolled up. Your left hand, the receiver. Your right hand, your fountain pen. You're drawing on the pad. Profiles, hearts, stars. You're laughing. I have eyes instead of ears. Oh, my darling. Oh, no, no, no. Don't look at me. Afraid? Oh, I'm not afraid. Much worse. I'm no longer used to sleeping alone. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I promise, I promise. Yes. Oh, I don't know. I avoid looking in the mirror. I don't dare to put on the light in the dressing room anymore. Yesterday, I found myself staring into the face of an old woman. No, no, a thin old lady with white hair and full of wrinkles. It's a nice thing to say, but darling, a remarkable face is the worst of all. That's for actors. I liked it better when you used to say, look at this ugly little mug. Yes, sir. I was joking. Don't be silly. Well, thank God you're clumsy and you love me. If you were clever and didn't love me, the telephone could be a dreadful weapon. A weapon that makes no noise, that leaves no traces. Sarcastic. Me. Hello? Hello? Hello, darling? Where are you? Oh. Oh. Hello, operator. Hello, operator. I've been cut off. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yes, wait a minute. Oteo 47. Engaged? Oh, hello, operator. Well, he's calling me back. All right. Hello, hello? Hello, 047? No, not 67. Hello, operator. You gave me the wrong number. You gave me 6. I asked for 7. Oteo 047. Hello? Hello? Is this Oteo 047? Oh, Joseph. Is that you? Yeah. This is Madam. Yes, I was disconnected while I was talking with Monsieur. Not there. Yes. Yes, he's not coming home tonight. Of course, how silly of me. He phoned me from a restaurant and we were cut off, so I called his number. Excuse me, Joseph. Yes, thanks very much. Good night, Joseph. Hello? Oh, darling, is it you? Yes, we were cut off. No, I was waiting. Yes, the phone rang. I answered, but there was no one there. Certainly. Well, absolutely. You're sleepy? It's good of you to call back. Very good. No, I'm here. What? I'm sorry. Well, it's absurd. Nothing. There's nothing the matter with me. I swear there's nothing wrong. It's the same. Nothing. Nothing wrong. You're mistaken. The same as a while ago. Only you see, you talk and you talk and you don't think that you have to stop and hang up and fall back into emptiness and into darkness. And oh, listen, my love, I never lied to you. Yes, I know. I know, I believe you. I'm sure of it. No, no, it isn't that. It's because I just lied. Yes, a little while ago. But just now on the phone for a quarter of an hour, I've been telling you lies.